Guys, this week we made babies.
Three-year anniversary of the podcast, and we're making babies.
Happy 3 years, gentlemen.
Woohoo! We did it. We did it.
We did it, boys. We made it 3 years.
I remember
years
when we first started
this
podcast, I was like, man, in 3 years, we're going to be millionaires. Mm-hmm. And I was right.
Yep.
You're right.
Dang it, I was right. I'm never wrong. I was getting at though at the beginning was baby generator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hear me out. That's what they call me. Just kidding. Put it. We found this generator online. You put in pictures of two people and it shows you what their baby will look like.
For only $13 a week.
$13 a week,
can you
guys.
Believe
it's a steal.
Crazy.
We got a free trial and we've been pumping it full of babies.
How many children can you make in a week? $13.
That's a loaded
that
question.
Is the question we've
that
been
is
trying
crazy.
To answer.
They do $13 a week because they're expecting you one to forget, and then I don't know.
Yeah, then
they got to get some their money's worth somehow because everybody's just gonna have that 1 week where they create a bunch of children.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's see them. Let's pull them.
Yeah, pull it up. Pull it up. We'll do Gavin's first. We haven't seen Gavin and Hannah's yet.
Whoa!
doesn't that look like a wow? It looks like Gavin. It's little Gavin. Hello.
Hello. Why is it? It's not even blonde. I'm literally blonde.
That's blonde. Oh, whoa, my gosh.
Flip.
That's like Hannah. What the
Hannah.
Heck?
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Why is his torso
he
so
has no
long?
Teeth.
His torso looks like Dax Flame.
Okay, my hair is not that curly. It's just because of those pictures.
That looks exactly like your hair.
A child? Yeah, what the heck? That's exactly what your hair does at the bottom.
Literally exactly what
take
your hair
hat
looks
off.
Like.
That's exactly what
literally
your hair
exactly.
Is doing.
It's a 1-to-1 ratio.
The one thing
exactly
about this,
what your hair is doing.
I'm kind of disturbed by like how little this kid's supposed to be, but the face is so old.
Like,
and
yeah.
The hands and the like the pockets with the thumbs out. No,
yeah.
Like
he's like sagging.
It's like a 2-year-old body. They know how to put their hands in their pockets.
You think kids don't know how to put their
no, dude, he's just standing so like
whatever. All right, keep it rolling.
That's such an old face. That's just Hannah's
face on
a
small
on a child's body.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, the face looks too big for the body.
They left
yeah.
some
face,
crumbs with this one.
Head.
This one isn't super accurate, I don't feel like. Maybe we'll get
that looks like a girl.
That's just your face.
No, that's just your face, Gavin. You have feminine lips.
Dang.
Yeah, you do.
Dang it.
That's your exact mouth.
Your beautiful face. They got your hair exactly right.
Yeah, my hair. That
exactly
hair is pretty
that.
Exactly
honestly.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Parker.
That was devastatingly bad. We've never messed up the camera that bad. How bad what was?
Or you literally oh, yeah. can fix it.
And it's fixed.
And it's
okay,
been
fixed.
All right, move forward.
Yeah, next one.
That looks like Gavin. Just like him. Just like him. Aww. It looks like Hannah.
It's just so weird because the faces look too old to be on those bodies.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, but you're used to seeing your face not on a kid.
That's true. That might be a woman.
That does look like a woman.
But that's you. When I first look at that, that's like...
Yeah, whoa, Gavin. It looks like Hannah Gavin. At some point. Hannah's yeah. eyes, maybe. Part of that looks like Hannah. Maybe mouth?
That's Gavin's Hannah. That's Gavin's mouth for sure.
Somebody's,
gosh, that does kind of that does look a lot like me.
Somewhere in there
the
is Hannah.
The longer I look at it.
I just know that it's Hannah somewhere.
The face is more like...
It's Hannah's shape.
Face shape?
The shape of her face.
Maybe that's what it is.
Is hers
more round?
More round than yours?
Yeah.
Really?
Interesting.
Really?
That's pretty standard, though, I think.
They're just going to keep coming.
Hannah's, that that's that weird. That doesn't look like Hannah.
No, nose is too big.
Yeah.
It looks like both of you at the same time,
it's
though.
Gavin's, yeah. Gavin's nose as it
but
is
that's
right
like
now.
The, but that's like kind of both of
well,
them.
I'm going to have her do some different pictures for you guys. Because yeah. those didn't turn out very well.
That one's
that
pretty
one's
good.
Weird. No. That one's not right. Also, give,
that one is
give my kids blonde hair. That one does look kind of like Hannah. That one looks...
All the girls look like Hannah. All the boys look like you.
Yeah, that's...
There's not really
I mean,
much of
how it works.
Each other in
not
there,
really.
Though.
Christian looks like... Kenny.
Okay. I'm going to have her run the other picture.
Christian looks like his mom.
Jack,
yeah, I get that. I get that a lot, actually. Especially lately. That
look like
what does Jeremiah look like?
I get a lot of each, to be honest.
I can't tell.
Looks like Jacqueline.
I've heard I look the most like my parents of anyone. I've heard from people like I knew that you were
Kenny's son,
but I don't know who your siblings are. Like I can tell the family that I'm in, but that like my siblings, I feel like I look more like my parents than my siblings do.
Mm. Yeah, I was saying something to Riker about like we were talking about service last week, and he's asking about like who plays instruments and stuff. And I was like, oh, and that was Grace on the piano. That's Christian's sister. And he's like, oh, what? They look nothing alike.
Wow.
Like, really?
You guys do look a lot
alike. All five of you look like you belong to the same clan.
Yes, you belong in the same clan.
Yeah, that's what I think. Especially looking at baby pictures, we all kind of look the same. Me and Jeremiah look so similar. Oh, it's crazy.
Yes. Parker, pull up.
Pull up yours next.
Yours.
Parker's was so wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's so cute. That looks like a mixture. That looks like Parker. That's hilarious. Yes.
That's British me.
British Parker. British.
Father.
Father.
Hello.
Father.
Hello.
Can I have some crumpets?
That looks like
that
Mariah.
That looks like Mariah. That's crazy.
That's so funny.
How much that looks like Mariah.
The first two just look like the same.
Yeah, ones. But that one looks more like you than
that one looks more like me.
Yeah. Keep it rolling. Oh. Parker. That one's like Mariah. That's incredible. Looks like Parker too. Little Parker nose, kind of little.
Would you ever consider naming your child Parker Jr.?
I've considered it, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. What about Gavin Jr.?
Why would I do that?
Gavin Jr., first name. Cool. Gavin Jr. James Smith. That's I mean, crazy. Theo.
Junior
do the next one. Wow. That one looks like Mariah. That one looks like you, dude.
Very proper.
Gosh, it's almost like the girls look like Mariah and the boys look like you.
That one looks more like Mariah.
That one does look like Mariah, and it's a boy, so I stand corrected. That is Mariah's eyes. That one looks like adopted, maybe.
Yeah.
That looks nothing like either of you. Oh, that one looks
that's
like both
pretty
of you.
That's right in the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Parker's was good.
The knees kind of
Christian and
out.
Eyes weren't great mixes.
Yeah, that's true. It depends on the pictures you submit, I think. Like, the hair in each of these is crazy. The first like, pictures that I did of ours was good, and then we did a second one. It didn't do as good.
Why aren't you letting me open this? It's not letting me make it big, so that's a bummer.
Oh, yeah. Go to info.
Oh, perfect.
Weird.
Come on.
It's all, like, washed out, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Double-click it. Click on something else.
Gavin, you don't think I tried that?
Go to the top right, Parker. Info. Everybody needs to know. No, top right of your text messages.
Oh my gosh, where's Christian?
Go down.
Oh, wow. Nailed
some
it.
More.
It's that one.
Woohoo! Gavin is the tech genius.
Tech genius.
Technically, he's a genius.
Wow, that looks like Haley's little sister so much.
That one looks more like you.
Yeah, that looks so much.
That one doesn't look like any
that
of you.
Just, yeah, did it look like Haley?
Looks like Haley, bro.
That's straight up Christian.
Wow. That
it
one,
is interesting how
that
hair,
one straight up just looks like Haley's current face on a baby's body.
Yeah. That one was weird.
That one just has your mouth.
Yeah. That one's more Christian's hair right there. That's Christian's
and
hair.
Christian's hair.
My hair's still not that curly, though.
No,
in the back, that one's got curl.
Well, aren't all of like... all of Haley's siblings and then all of their kids super curly hair.
Yeah,
right?
It's very curly. Like not even wavy, just like straight up curls. Yeah, I hope my kids have curly hair. That one's more similar to mine, but still a little bit more curly than mine.
Depending on how many kids you have, I bet.
But that looks like not either of us at all. That one looks brazy.
I bet some of your kids will get straight hair and some
incredible
will get curly. One or one.
Haley's running those other pictures of you and Hannah. Maybe get something that's a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's fun, dude.
Classic.
That's crazy.
Makes me want to have kids.
I always thought I wouldn't do that because I'm like, I don't...
Having kids or whatever?
No, the AI thing.
Oh.
Because I've seen... Or Hannah's talked about something like that before. She's like, oh, somebody can...
You know what we should do?
This app.
We should run pictures of you, your mom, and your dad.
Oh, and see how accurate,
it is to your baby pictures.
Somebody did that.
I saw videos online of people doing that, and it's like
really
so
good.
Accurate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy how accurate it is. Yeah, it's brazen.
What?
Catherine and Aaron had their baby.
Oh, yes! Speaking of babies, we
baby
planned
sewed,
that.
Baby sewed.
They said any guesses, like boy or girl?
Oh, yeah, they have three girls. How many girls do they have? Three?
Oh,
right
I hope it's a boy, bro.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be good for them. How many girls do they have? Three.
They have three girls.
And now they have
Come on. I don't know. They said guesses. I said boy.
Just enough with the politics.
I know.
Just,
what are we doing here?
Who do you vote for, blue or pink? Mm-hmm. Just tell me what it is.
It looks like a boy.
Why?
I don't know. Look.
Dude, you can't tell by the face.
It's true. You can't. It's impossible.
Is it in blue? Wrapped in blue?
Wrapped in white.
Hannah, guess already. Catherine said, Hannah, what's your guess?
Oh, my gosh. Oh my Hannah.
This is hard, but I'm going to say boy, she said.
Oh, please be a boy.
Come on. They've been want.
They've been trying so hard.
They've been wanting a boy.
Please, dude.
Judd Williams, fucker. It's a boy!
Yes!
Victory!
They did it.
They finally did it, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome.
Oh, that's incredible.
They finally have someone to hand the farm down
Jude,
to.
Is that Jude? Could Jude? Be a girl.
J-U-D-E.
Could be a girl name.
Jude. Jude, Judd.
Are we for sure that
Jude
it's a boy?
Is a girl name. Why'd you say Judd?
Oh, my gosh.
Jude.
That's a girl.
What the? What is Jude? No offense.
No.
Beautiful name.
Like Judas.
No.
I don't know.
Dang it.
Isn't Jude a biblical
name? That still doesn't reveal whether it's a boy or a girl.
I don't want to ask.
Oh, okay.
Jude is a...
Hey, Jude.
Dang book.
J-U-D-E.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a book of the Bible. It's a man.
About his brother.
What? Wait, what?
Oh, it's Jesus' brother. That's cool.
Jesus didn't have a brother.
Yeah, he did. Stepbrother.
I mean, you know, kind of.
Let me text Hannah and be like, does that mean it's a boy?
Wait,
what? Oh, man, I'm so nervous now. We might have false celebrated.
Is that a boy?
Obviously, we're going to celebrate either way. It's incredible no matter what.
If it's a girl, we're going to cry.
Maybe it's like...
I'm so excited. They have the cutest kids.
On my mom's side, the girls are the oldest, and my dad, my grandpa always wanted a boy, so he named all the girls boys' names, like for short. Yeah. So maybe that's kind of what it is. Like my... Or not boys' names, but girls' names that can be shortened to a boy's name, like Jessica.
Hannah said he is.
Jacqueline, call him Jack.
He is. So she said, yes, that is a boy. It's a boy! Oh my gosh. Yes, I think they're going to have more kids then.
Judd.
You think they're going to have more kids then?
Yeah, because they were going to maybe stop at 3.
Oh, these are beautiful. Like, I got dark Hannah's hair in these new ones. Wow. Should I look at them? I'll just send it to you.
I need blonde Gavin hair.
I need blonde Gavin
I was
hair.
Crazy, dude. But I'm still blonde now.
Bro, I was so blonde.
Crazy blonde as a child.
I really thought your hair was going to darken up.
Back in the day, I was very blonde, and I'm not really. I mean, I'm a little blonde.
You're going to go gray one of these days.
I will go gray one day.
No, don't say that, Gavin. You're going to
Jude.
Stay.
We're going to be young forever.
Baby Jude. Oh, that's so exciting.
I just sent you Gavin's new babies. Oh,
okay. Seems like it'd be a good time to tell you guys we're going to have a kid.
Yes!
When we do have one,
If that was real right now,
could you imagine? This actually might be a good time to tell you guys.
I'm going to throw up right now. I'm throwing up right now.
That was a joke, right?
Yeah, it was a joke. Parker.
Parker, you dog. Oh, seeing these hypothetical baby pictures makes me want little babies in my life. Not mine specifically, but it's like so excited if Gavin has a kid. It's so wonderful.
And then if I had one right now, it's like, whoa.
Dude, Rory is so funny.
So terrible.
Like, she makes such funny faces.
Very good sense of humor as a one-year-old.
Yeah.
Can you pull up Gavin's kids?
Yeah, pull up.
I think these ones are maybe be better. I didn't really look. That looks like Hannah, though. A little bit. Mostly Gavin. Oh. Wow, look at Gavin. Little Gavin.
That's
Hannah. Aww.
That was good.
Those look like Hannah so much.
These are better mixes.
Yeah. They did better on Hannah's.
And then
there's always that one baby that's like, that's
okay,
the same.
That looks like Lord Farquaad right there.
Okay. A little bit like Lord Farquaad.
That's a
good
like
mix.
Gavin
that's
more.
A good mix. Good
that
mix
one's
again.
Not, that one's,
that
good
one's
mix.
Better.
Bro, I'm so curious what my kids are going to look like.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to have some.
Dude, that's like generic baby is on every single one of those. Though that one looks like Hannah. That one's pretty good. But it is like, it looks so much like Hannah that it's almost like her current face on a two-year-old's body.
That's like young Gavin's face.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Young G.
For sure.
I don't know.
Also, it's weird to have the long hair like this. They're not going to have hair that long
when they're young. Yeah.
2 years old.
You have a dang buzz cut. Can you ask the AI to give him a buzz cut?
Don't forget to tag hashtag future baby, hashtag cosplay app. Oh, we're cosplaying right now. Nice.
Freaking way. Delete this. Delete the episode. Restart. We are not doing cosplay.
Oh, it's exactly what we're doing, Gavin, and it's beautiful.
No.
I wanted to do something like special for this episode. I was gonna have like a cake with the number 3 candle in it.
Oh. Go pick one up right now. But Christian and I will do an episode while you're picking up an ice cream cake.
No.
Why? We could go to Andy's afterwards.
That's true.
It is 10:30 right now.
Okay, fine. Pazuki is.
You don't work tomorrow, right?
No, I don't work tomorrow.
We work tomorrow.
Why don't you work tomorrow? Oh.
He's leaving.
I'm going to West Virginia.
Go to the gas station and get
Mama's home.
Mama's home.
Roads.
Yeah, but classic gas boys. What? Oh, wait, we're recording tonight?
Crap. It's not. You guys, excellence is what we were made of.
That's true.
That was excellent.
But you look back at the 3 years. Man, wow, things have changed.
You think, wow, that was 3 years.
Wow, that was 3 years
we
ago.
We started off with an amazing studio. It was the best studio. Now we're down to nothing. We just meet in a closet. We've
been stripped naked of our studio.
Yeah.
The gas station. It's terrible.
The next 3 years, we're going to be like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
From the closet.
Rising from the closet.
We're coming out the closet this
year. Spreading our wings.
For real. We're getting it out the closet.
Get a real studio.
Mark my words. Gavin is going to build a house and we're going to put a studio in there.
Going to have a kid?
And then one of these kids is going to dwell in that room once it's no longer a studio.
That's so creepy.
Why is that creepy, Gavin?
Because it's not what my kids look like. I don't even know what they look like.
Gavin, it is what they look like.
No.
AI knows.
AI is not good enough. Sorry. No.
You need God's magic in there.
Yeah.
And by God's magic. We mean.
You guys want to hear a funny story?
Yeah,
sure. Actually, probably. Viewers want that.
So I was reminiscing, you know, childhood memories, good things. Oh. Every time we would stay the night, pretty much every time we stay the night at our grandpapa's house, we would have cinnamon rolls for breakfast.
Oh my gosh, I love cinnamon.
Or bagels and cream cheese.
And bagels, cream cheese, eggs, you know, good balanced meal.
That sounds so good right now.
And on our birthdays as well. Well, at least for myself, I just wanted cinnamon rolls.
Classic. Guess what Pillsbury. Mom did for me for my birthday this year?
What?
Nothing.
Wow.
I didn't get anything on my birthday mornings because I was too early. I was going to work at 6 a.m.
Dang it. Hannah didn't wake up?
Oh, on my actual birthday, I don't. I worked on a Friday. It was a Friday? Hannah did something.
Well, she also wakes up at like 5 for work too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So I really wanted these Pillsbury cinnamon rolls. Okay, you get 8 cinnamon rolls in a pack. You crack them open, preheat your oven to 400 degrees, bake for 14 minutes. It's perfect. Take them out of the oven.
How do you know that?
Because I just made some.
Oh, delicious.
So good.
Then
out of your personal spending?
No, she bought them a while ago. She bought a 2-pack because I was like, you got to buy them. And I saw them in the fridge.
Save them for a rainy day.
I want to make these. So take them out of the oven. Let them sit for about a minute and a half. Then you take the cream cheese spread.
Cream cheese, bro.
Frosting. I don't know. Whatever, icing.
Then you take the cottage cheese, spread it over
the top.
Some
of them are cream cheese.
Cream cheese frosting.
It's frosting.
Yeah. But it's not cream cheese. That would be insanity.
No. The frosting. You put it on there.
Sour cream.
You don't try and spread it initially. You just put a big dollop on top. Let it melt and it spreads itself out.
That middle cinnamon roll just saturated with frosting.
It's so good. You spread it out. And then I took a spatula. And I dished them all 8 out on a plate. And
you ate all of them.
And I ate all of them.
No, you didn't, bro.
Yeah.
That is insane. Why? How many calories is that? That's got to be 5K.
Look it up.
That's incredible.
No, it's not 5K. What? I ate them all, and I could have eaten more.
No.
Yeah, bro.
Did you cook the second box?
Yes.
Don't tell me.
I did it. I ate both of them within a week.
Oh, cinnamon roll. I thought you ate all of them in one sitting.
Oh, no.
How many?
I ate one whole can, which is 8 cinnamon rolls, in one sitting.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I ate another can, 8 cinnamon rolls
throughout the week.
The next week.
It may not be that many calories.
No, in another sitting, I did the same thing.
Okay, it's not that much.
No, it's not.
150 calories per. So that's only 1,200 calories. That's like an Andy's, you know, frozen custard.
Yeah, that's all right.
Bro, they are so easy to eat, and they're so delicious.
Clearly.
So delicious.
Literally so easy, I ate 8 of them.
I thought it was going to be like one of those trays, like a plastic tray that you just like put in there. like one of those metal ones, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, in the can, you...
I devour it.
Slow down and savor the morning together with warm, freshly baked Pillsbury
Don't slow down and savor.
It's easy to make any day cinnamony sweet with Pillsbury ready-to-bake dough.
They need to put more frosting in there, though.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to say
it was actually perfect. Oh, my gosh. I used to think the same thing.
Made with real cinnamon, so it's not processed.
That's good.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
The cinnamon is real.
I'll have you guys over sometime. And we'll
I want cinnamon rolls right now.
Bro, they're so good.
Yeah, okay. It's not that bad.
It's so delicious.
We should just each get a...
I can.
We should have done that for our anniversary.
Dang it. Just had 24 cinnamon rolls.
Oh my gosh. That would have been awesome.
Dude, you guys have to try these chocolate chip cookies in town. Fabulous cookies. Delicious. But we can talk about that another time. Okay. Maybe I'll bring them to next time we record. They're only open on weekdays.
Yeah, do it.
Until 3 p.m.
What's it called?
Oh my gosh.
Oh. I think I know what you're talking about. It's by like Gilmer Road, right?
Yeah,
by Ross.
By like Wingstop and Ross and all that.
Yes, I had some of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like it?
Robbie and Lauren brought some into work. They were very good.
Very delicious.
I haven't had them.
Oh my gosh.
You can surprise me.
People bring them by the office sometimes.
Crazy.
Dude.
It's just like some guy and he just
drops them off. It's like a fabulous guy or whatever.
Yeah, fabulous.
Well, yeah, working in an office, people are always bringing in goodies and like vendors that want you to try their delicious dessert and whatever. Mm-hmm. Gosh.
Some people selling banana bread.
We had some Boy Scouts selling desserts.
Go build. That's
not your thing.
Go build. You build a fire, I'll give you $5 right now.
Yeah.
But he was like, buy these muffins for $3.
No. One catch fish in the pond.
Yeah, if you can go get a fish and show me that you caught it, I'll give you $10.
No fishing rod.
No rod. Yeah, for real. So I was like, oh, here we go. But didn't buy any. Maybe they were good. I'm not sure. But
yeah, I'm not really into that.
Muffins?
The Boy Scout buying muffin thing.
Yeah. I didn't even know they had that.
Baked goods? That's for Girl Scouts. And they're delicious. Girl Scouts do it right.
They do it right.
And they're not really baked. I don't know where they get those cookies.
Just boxed. Packaged.
Like they're like only just working on sales. That's sales training because they don't have anything to do with making the cookies.
No.
But still, I'll buy them from Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. It's like.
I wonder who they hire at the Girl Scout Cookie Factory.
What?
Who's like employed at the Girl Scout Cookie Factory?
Because they gotta make it.
They don't have to be Girl Scouts to make the cookies.
I know. Maybe like the immigrants.
Yeah.
Whatever is least expensive so they can make the most money.
Maybe they export it to like.
They're really about capitalism over
Nicaragua
there.
Nicaragua Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real. They're, I mean, businesswomen.
Definitely bad.
What do they do other than sell cookies?
They get badges.
They give them badges so that they sell more cookies so that big Girl Scout can make more.
Is that their leader?
Yeah.
Big Girl Scout.
Big Girl Scout.
Big Girl Scout. Sell the cookies or Big Girl Scout will punish us.
Do it or else.
Big Girl Scout.
What are those, what are the jobs that the Americans don't want, you know? I always hear the politicians like, we got the Mexicans coming in and they're doing the jobs that Americans don't want to do.
It's like, what are those
Which
jobs?
Which one is it?
Maybe I want to. Maybe it's a delicious job.
What?
Maybe I can go work for Big Girl Scout.
Go make Girl Scout cookies.
I never really understood that part.
Yeah, that part is weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Soccer coach?
That's true. Soccer coach as a young lad was Mexican, and she was awesome.
I had one of each in high school.
And what team was more successful?
We sucked.
Mexican.
Yeah,
he's a Mexican one, though, probably. That. Imagine if you could understand Spanish, your team would have been...
Gosh, it would have been
locked
so
in. Yeah, dude. Dang it, I was gonna say something, I can't remember.
Oh, did you guys hear the Kamala's
we talked about this last
speech? No, her speech though, not just that she was endorsed by Biden, but that they ran Biden's voice in his phone call at the beginning of her press conference.
Oh, yeah. People think it was like it could have been a recording or something.
Yeah, people were thinking it was AI.
99% match that it was AI generated.
Oh, no.
I don't mind it.
They think he's dead.
No, he's not dead.
I mean, I don't know what they think, but I think
he's been dead since 2020. People are saying, remember that big CrowdStrike outage we had? Everyone
look
was
at his
down.
Earlobes.
Right after the Trump thing. People are saying that they were deleting some information. And
oh,
that it was,
my gosh.
That's why it happened. That's never happened before, and it happens right after the Trump assassination.
Yeah, all this stuff makes me not trust anybody. It's
I don't
really
trust
sad.
Anything, bro. I don't I trust Big Girl so Scout. Like, I don't trust Big Boy Scout. I don't trust...
They shut down all so much so quickly.
Yeah.
So easily by an...
Dude, update. That whole situation is so... muddy, like
so fragile,
so like vague. No one knows anything about anything.
The assassination,
so many
attempt?
Secrets. Yeah, I was watching a documentary like a week before it happened. I was watching a documentary about JFK when he got shot in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Still
and
nobody knows what
the
happened.
Biggest issue with that is the press. They never released anything. FBI never released anything. They killed the dude that did it. He was denying uh-huh. that he did it. He said he was framed. They killed him before it went to trial.
Well, somebody like shot him.
Right. It wasn't like the FBI that killed him. It was just like some government worker, right? Like a governor of some, he shot him.
Yeah.
But in like, that's the issue with the whole thing is like, yeah, it's like sketchy, but also they never told anyone what really happened. So it just gave so much room for theories to like run wild. So now mm-hmm. no one trusts that situation, but that's the exact same thing that's happening now. It's like, this crazy thing that's happened, and obviously everyone's asking, like, we need to know the details about this.
And they killed a kid.
And they still
well, he's not kidding.
Are not releasing any information about, like, no one knows anything about the shooter. Like, he has no history of anything, no search history, couldn't get into his phone, everything was deleted.
Yeah, how do they not
he has
get
no
into his phone?
No social media presence, even though he was wearing YouTube merch for Demolition Ranch, I think, or some like big mm-hmm. YouTube. He was wearing some YouTube merch, but apparently has no social media history, never posted anything political, no records of his political history. Besides, they're saying he registered as a Republican a few months before, but then was donating to some Democratic charity thing after the January 6th. And so no one knows anything. Now, like, the Secret Service
director
lady is not answering any questions.
Yeah.
She just resigned too.
She just resigned. Do you see the hearing with her?
Yeah. Like they asked her how many shell casings were up on the roof. And she was like, the FBI told me, like, how many was it? And she's like, you got to talk to them about it. She wouldn't give an answer.
Oh my gosh, bro. That stuff is
no,
so
I think she does know, but she doesn't want
to,
like...
But that's the worst way to handle...
Say something and then have it go against whatever, like, maybe they were trying to lie about it and don't want to have conflicting stories.
But also, like, why would you choose that kid to be the one to execute, like, some insane plan that you have? But that's the thing. No one knows anything about him. Cause so maybe there is a crazy reason and he's like some special whatever, but no one knows. He was in that BlackRock commercial, which is crazy. But
really?
That's, yeah, there's like a commercial for BlackRock like this.
A couple years ago.
And he was an
real estate company?
Yeah, like big.
Yeah.
Like New York Stock Exchange company that owns everything.
He was in
a BlackRock ad for them. But yeah, no one knows what his affiliation is with them or like anything about him.
There was, I guess, somebody was making trips from like his air, like.
Oh yeah, his address.
From his house to like Washington, D.C.,
back and forth
close to where like an FBI office is.
Yeah, dude.
Just crazy. So, Gavin, if you go to Washington, D.C.,
I'm going to check it out. I'll do some reconnaissance.
Figure out what boots he was wearing during it and just kind of see if there's any prints around or something like that. Do some fingerprint taking.
I'll give you a magnifying glass if you want.
I would love one. I probably need it, honestly.
And a trench coat, fedora, or whatever.
Yeah. This is the latest we've recorded in a long time, and I am tired.
It feels good. I don't mind it, really.
I made a dumb move this week.
Oh, really?
So, the like deadline to call for my ticket was today.
Oh, no, it's tomorrow. No, the 25th.
Oh, it's the 24th. What do you know?
That's why I woke up at 6 a.m. this
morning. I called them a while, like
a
couple days ago, because I tried to call them before, and then it was like, oh, we're only open these special days from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so I'll just call at lunch. So I called them a couple days ago, and they just told me how much it was going to be. Like, okay. Like, I guess, so I just got to pay that now. And she's like, yeah, you can either pay it over the phone with a card or you can come down to the office if you need to set up a payment plan for it. I was like, oh, I mean, if that's what I have to pay, I'll just do it right now. There's no way to like dispute it or anything. And so paid it, ran my card and everything. I hung up. I went inside and I'm like, that's like, oh, I think there's like defensive driving that you can take to get those things reduced or maybe get it taken off your record or mm-hmm. something. And so I called back and I was like, hey, so I saw that there was a defensive driving thing offered in Texas. I was wondering if you guys don't do that or something. And that's why I like didn't mention anything about it, or if that's like I'm supposed to mention it in order to get like the chart, like the ticket reduced. And it was like half the amount would be like taken off if I took defensive driving and submitted my my proof that I did it. It's like a $25 class. And then you just show them the proof of it and everything. And she was like, yeah, so it would have been this much if you had done that. And I was like, okay, so is there any way to like get this refunded and let me take that class? And then I can just like show you that I did this and don't have to pay as much for the ticket. And she's like, nope, we can't do that. Like, okay, well, maybe not like refund this charge, but I'll go take the class and then come back and
then send me back the amount.
And yeah, and then you guys like write a reimbursement check for the amount, like the difference of mm-hmm. it. She's like, no, we don't do that. I'm like, well, let me see about getting it refunded. I'm the only one in the office today. Like, I'll just take a look at it and then maybe call back tomorrow morning. So, okay, I'll do that. But I was so mad because I knew about defensive driving. I just sort of like spaced it in the moment. I was just like, okay, I'll just pay whatever this is. And so today, super busy at work, and it was like 3 o'clock maybe when I got the chance to call. So they're like half an hour before they close. I call her and I'm talking to her on the phone, and she was like kind of rude at first. And she's like, no, I told you we can't do any refunds or anything like that. And I'm like, okay, so how come you guys don't tell people that they can do a defensive driving course to get their ticket lowered? And she's like, mm-hmm. well, sometimes we do. It's just like, you know, kind of busy and we forget things sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so since I didn't know about, like, let's say I didn't know about this defensive driving thing, like you offered to set me up a payment plan if I couldn't afford the ticket, but you didn't want to like help me out and say that there's a way to make it lower.
Yeah, reduce it.
I'm like, what about the people that have no idea about this and don't even think to ever ask? Uh-huh. You'd rather set up a payment plan for them instead of show them how to get their ticket reduced. And she was like, well, if you want to talk to the judge about this, like she's back this date. I was like, okay, well, thanks. And I was like, I'll know for next time. I'll make sure to bring it up, but hopefully there isn't going to be a next time. And I won't count on you guys to remind me mm-hmm. about it. And so just like, oh my gosh, I was not a fan of that lady. Cause she was like, just not helpful whatsoever. Like, wasn't even trying.
That's a big question. How much did it cost?
It was.
That's not that bad, is it?
So it wasn't that bad, but it would have been like $140 if I took the class.
Doesn't she know you're getting married and you need the money?
It was on my birthday.
What a jerk.
I know. Like, not helpful whatsoever. I'm usually at this different office, so.
Oh, so you forget everything. That you literally repeat the same thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. We're just busy and I forgot. Yeah, government worker is usually not really
helpful.
Public servant.
Public servant, yeah. Because it's like they don't have a corporation that is trying to maximize like loyalty or profit or anything.
Like return. Profit, that's for sure.
Yeah, but not like.
They don't want return customers.
They don't want return customers. They know they're going to get them no matter what. They no just one wants want to be a
all
customer.
The money that they
get. Have to.
That the part that just makes me mad is that they like. They understand, like, oh, this might be too much for you. Let's set up a payment plan, but not suggest, hey, you take this
like
class.
Like, come down to the courthouse to set up a payment
You take this
plan.
Class, and it's going to be, like, $130 cheaper. Oh, okay, I'll do that instead.
Dang.
But whatever. I think I'm going to go back, like, once the judge is back in session and just be like, hey.
Do it.
Let me take the class fire or I come person. Back here with weapons. Something like that.
That would work, maybe.
That would probably work.
Do you have
work.
Any idea who I am? Say that.
Yeah, do you know?
Do you know who I am?
Do you know
who
what
you're messing with? Do you know who you even gave a ticket to?
Big mistake.
Huge. Oh, that's
so
too bad.
It's not that big of a deal, because it was kind of like, dang it, I'm an idiot. Yeah. I should have said something before paying the full amount.
You've been making some big life purchases, though.
Oh, my gosh. So many purchases.
That mattress finally came in.
Bought a mattress. So. Bought a bed.
Frame.
Shout out Prime Day. Saved me so much money.
Wow. Amazon doing good work.
They really are. Like the very generous servants. Corporation.
I know.
Really.
Yeah. They don't care about profit.
They're looking out for the little guy.
See, they provide training to their
Amazon
employees.
Amazon was our government.
Mm-hmm.
Can we, so that you can increase your knowledge.
How qualified do you think Bezos is?
I know.
For president?
I mean, he's a good guy, I've heard.
I don't know. Gosh. Don't bring a presidency around him. Might take over everything.
Looking at buying couches.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Need a
That's
couch.
That's exciting.
And all this is going in your bedroom?
Yep.
And then it's going to be a boys' night.
All right.
What night? August 10th?
August 9th.
So exciting. I mean,
probably. We're going to have to get everything set
what do
up
you
and
mean,
cleaned.
Probably.
Well, yeah.
I'm getting the
you
keys,
can't
like,
backtrack now.
But we got, I mean, there's some work to do. You got to put in the work before we can have fun.
What are you talking about?
Whoever said we weren't going to put in the work. Fridays, I work. I don't work, so
I work.
As
I
long
work.
As we don't have any jobs,
Fridays I work. I don't work
because I work 4:10. So
it's up to you.
If that's a Friday, so I can help you set up stuff.
Sick.
Also, what do we need to set up? A couple of lawn chairs, a TV.
No, we have to build like
sleeping
the bed,
bags.
Open up the mattress, clean the whole place again.
Oh
wait, why do we have to do that before we can have a boys' night? What the heck?
Doesn't Mariah want to have to be able to do that?
Does she want to be able to clean?
Doesn't she want to do all the cleaning?
Are you
and
rewarding us
everything?
For with a boys' night for our,
yeah for your hard
we
work?
We don't have to do any of that for the boys' night. That's just like
yeah.
If you want to have a boys' night, you
have
to help
night?
Us clean.
You're gonna clean first.
Ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna throw the bricks
and move
the
in all my furniture. I'm buying
my furniture.
I'm going to buy it between now and then.
Oh,
you dingus!
You dingus!
Yeah,
you should just put it directly in the trailer so that. When you can move in, just go straight.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the plan. Really.
Oh.
I mean, I had that idea first, but that's a good one by you. I mean, I thought of it first.
Yeah. Well, I would have asked about driving school.
You gonna get a TV?
I've got one already.
He's got a massive TV.
Big TV in my
Big
room.
Big TV.
Taking that baby with me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Taking your dresser, taking your clothes and
bunk
shoes.
Bunk bed.
Bunk bed.
Taking the bunk bed. Taken.
It's a bummer you can't live there.
I know.
Why don't you buy two apartments?
I was thinking, so we've bought our plane tickets to go back for the wedding already. Or I don't know if she has, but she's going to go back like the Wednesday, the week, like week before on that either Wednesday or Thursday. Because
oh, okay.
They're going to do a bachelorette weekend in Bend. Ah, so fun. Let's go stay at this house.
What? Not really, guys. Seriously.
And then I'm going to fly out Monday. So between the time she leaves and the time, boom, that's when I get all my stuff in there.
Yes, yeah,
and then
there.
I can
Oh, that'll
there.
Be so fun.
That will be fun.
I mean, I won't be in town. I'll be in Oregon already.
What day are you leaving for Oregon?
Sunday.
All right, here's my plan right
Monday.
Now. Fly in Wednesday
mm-hmm.
and fly back Tuesday.
Fly back Tuesday.
Retroactive.
Wow.
I'm radioactive.
Retroactive.
Here's my plan. Fly out Monday.
Never
then
come
fly out Saturday for Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Never come back.
Melakamiki Makai's Hawaii.
I don't think that's even how
that's
you say it.
That's the lyrics.
Melakamiki
It means hello in
Hawaii. Maka.
That's right.
Melakamiki
right Pipi.
What day are you coming back from Hawaii?
I don't know, to be honest. Sunday?
You just wanderlust?
Flying back on a Sunday? Or
so
Monday?
Whatever the wind, wherever the wind takes us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Fly in Monday, fly back Sunday.
We have a
fly
car
out
at the airport.
Saturday.
And you need someone to pick you up at the airport?
Someone's going to have to drop a car, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. Just smash my pinky.
But I have plenty of friends and family that'll do that.
We're going to pick you up. You're going to have coconuts on. Aloha.
Aloha, brothers.
What is this called? Hulane?
Hula.
I'm going to bow to you guys.
Bro,
we should go to a luau. That'd be fun.
Hawaii is so fun. You're going to have so much fun.
It's not that fun. I've been there.
Christian, you should go sometime.
I can't wait to do like a friend's trip.
With
we'll
the
get all the
Dude,
friends.
I was talking to Haley about that. Gosh.
We're all like 30s.
Can you imagine?
We just leave the kids at home.
Guys.
Leave the AI generator.
None of us have kids right now.
Leave the kids with the grandparents.
Oh my gosh.
Leave that guy at home. Little Jeremy. Right?
Wait, was that my kid or
yeah,
your kid?
That was your kid, yeah.
What do you think?
Oh.
That's...
Oh, my gosh.
Father.
Father.
Father. I'm famished.
It's wrestle.
Let's wrestle.
No.
Come on.
No. I said it's Russell. What's his name?
It's little Russell.
Russell Brand is, I think, his
name. Father, can we wrestle around?
Father, can we wrestle?
Can we wrestle?
I love like the Americans do it.
I think it's the sweater, maybe.
Yeah, and his smile looks despair. His eyes look despairingly, like looking despairingly at me.
Oh, I live in London.
Father, help me. You shipped me off to boarding school.
Negative can't all tilt. He's cooked.
Oh, no, he is cooked.
He's cooked.
Doesn't have my eyes, though, that's for sure. Whoa. Whoa, what have I done? Escape. No, my eyes are blue, and those are not blue. Gosh, that's so crazy how much that looks like.
It looks like Mariah.
But that's definitely my nose on that face.
That looks like that's hers. That's Mariah's nose.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like the same as this one.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, and that one, and that one. That one's just an anomaly.
Generic.
Anomaly.
Maybe that's like when he's really young. That's supposed to be like a newborn.
Yeah. Shouldn't be able to stand like that, though. Very long arms.
With his hand in his pocket.
Oh, my gosh. How many fingers does he have?
Oh, my gosh. We rebuke that.
Six fingers.
We will not have a six-finger
no.
look.
No!
We cannot have this. That's a
what
sick
is this?
Logo, though.
Yeah, that is actually hard.
Pac-Man?
Liver, whatever.
Pac-Man.
I don't think that's... Oh, Pac-Man.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Kids. Guys, comment down your favorite Gas Boys moments from the last 3 years.
Yeah, guys, do it.
Say what they are.
Remember when Parker put together that compilation of all our... You did for a recap for year one, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did year two. But if you did that now, I would take so much time.
It wouldn't take as long, I don't think, to
really?
Be honest.
Really?
I'm a lot better at my job. That I don't get paid
you,
for.
That's so much content to remember, though.
Yeah, but...
You have to listen to
every
episode.
Yeah, but
I'll pull
up random clips, and then nothing makes sense or is funny, so I'm just going to put it all together.
I think in year two, I started, like, as I was editing, I had my iPad out, and I was, like, making notes of, like, okay, this minute, this is what we talked about, and so I could go back. I think I did that for, like, two episodes.
Oh, perfect. All right. Awesome. Year three compilations, just two episodes, clips. Guys, comment your favorite year three clips. We'll post them for real.
I'll listen to that year one highlight, though, every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun stuff.
Pretty fun.
Also some stuff in there that's
Nikki,
like...
Nikki, Mice, Josh.
That's not even that funny, really, that much.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
But everybody thinks it's so hilarious. It's so crazy.
Not everybody.
We don't even think we're that funny, but people think we're hilarious.
It's like so crazy how like humble we are about it.
It's like... It's so insane, honestly. It's like humility, really.
That only grams was wild.
Yeah.
That was episode 4.
Hmm? Yeah, dude. We were coming in hot.
Gavin, get off Facebook Marketplace. Let's do this thing.
Get the Chevrolet Cruze off the screen and let's do this thing.
Boom.
I hate that that's our most viewed episode because the mic quality was so bad.
It's such a shame.
It's like,
you guys, so
and like
why are we
conversation running? Quality, everything
no
quality.
Oh, yeah, our conversation was pretty bad. We didn't really know how to talk to each other.
No, we were just like, yeah, I think it gets easier as we're just like talking to each other and not talking to the audience. Because it's hard to keep up a conversation with someone that's not here.
That's true.
Some of the episodes in the beginning were a struggle. To get through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I wanted to kill you guys.
Gavin,
we wanted to kill
that.
You too.
Just like I killed those cinnamon rolls.
Murdered them.
Murdered.
I wanted to eat us in one sitting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No.
Dang, dude.
I was thinking the other day if Kamala actually comes even close to winning, I'm going to throw up everywhere.
Dude, oh my gosh.
I haven't thrown up in a while, and I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
She's
so terrible. I think...
If you're listening to this, like,
talking
about politics?
No one wanted her as the nominee.
Well, it's because they would lose all their campaign money.
She sucks.
Like, Democrats didn't even want her as the nominee.
But
listen,
all of a sudden they do now. The amount of money that she has raised over a while is like more than Obama in 2008.
BlackRock.
Yeah. I think.
Inflation and also just like they're just pumping money into that machine.
I think.
Oh, he's thinking again.
This is a theory that somebody who's a Republican or likes the Republicans donated $50 million. Because there was somebody that there was a big donor after Biden endorsed Kamala.
Yeah.
Because if Kamala wasn't going to run,
you're a sucker.
Then whoever they chose as the Democratic nominee would have to restart. They wouldn't get their money.
They wouldn't
get the campaign money. So they have to restart and do their own thing. And so I think they went with Kamala because they already have all that money and people know her because she was the vice president. I think my theory is that there was some Republican or somebody that likes the Republicans.
I think if you gave like the
her that money so that they would have to stick with her and know that she's so terrible that they're just going to lose.
Nobody knows it.
Elon Musk donated $50 million to Trump's campaign.
Good yeah, he's a big supporter.
He's got a lot of money.
Big boy scout, we call him.
Big boy scout, always watching out over it's us, always boy. Watching us.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
But who knows? Maybe maybe podcasting will be outlawed.
What?
Under Kamala.
Guys, you cannot let that happen. That's what I heard. She's going to do that. We're going to get fact checked on this thing. Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine Kamala dealing with like foreign affairs, like in a conversation with Vladimir Putin?
So Vladimir is in Russia.
It's a big country.
Big country.
Big country.
Next to you little Ukraine.
Ukraine. That's a little country. Why'd you do that?
Why'd you do that? Why'd you invade this little country? You want to become the Soviet
Union? What's your favorite war that you've done?
What's your favorite war? What's your stance on politics?
Oh my gosh. What's your stance on politics? Oh my gosh, dude. I cannot.
I don't think she's like, she's not dumb. I think she's just like an evil genius. But just
really
evil.
That's what your theory is?
Not that smart, but just very evil.
Maybe an evil imbecile. Just
takes control.
I just don't think she's that intelligent.
Well, if she was smarter, she wouldn't believe a lot of things that she believes.
Well, I mean, there are smart people that
I think she's good at what she does.
I think there's smart people that have like come to the conclusion that they want to be a Democrat instead of Republican. Because but she doesn't seem super intelligent. She doesn't really like the way that she communicates and comes across. Like, she just doesn't really seem like a critical thinker.
That's kind of like how Joe Biden has seemed to just like,
yeah, but that's
well, never really been apart. Like, never had any like core beliefs. Really,
I saw him as a youngin. He was kind of
he was against abortion,
saying some racist stuff or whatever. And
oh yeah,
racist
stuff too. He said the N-word many times.
Weird guy.
Really
weird. He's their guy.
I haven't seen their
clips. Dude, these career politicians. This is gonna be the first, what's it called?
Presidential race.
Nomination that doesn't involve first election that doesn't involve a Bush, a Clinton or a Biden.
Mm-hmm. In like the last,
it's like
couple decades,
decades, bro.
Oh yeah, because
decades, like from the '90s.
There's a before George W. Bush, it was his dad,
H.W. Herbert Washington Bush. Is it Washington?
And there's some others that
I don't know,
and that's including vice presidents and presidents, like the
but
like finalists.
Because when it was Obama, you had Biden in there.
Yeah,
when it was
next, Bill Clinton
against Trump.
Yep,
yeah, Biden against Trump. Now you got Trump against Biden again, but oh no, Biden died.
Oh, so I mean, you know, it is sad, obviously. Yeah, it's crazy. What a sad ending to like a successful career in politics for Biden. You know what I'm saying? It's it ended.
Too bad they didn't let him out earlier.
He didn't do good, but it's like he was definitely in there and
ended in like a crash and burn.
Yeah,
which is the fault of the people around him and his family and.
They
like,
had.
Can you imagine seeing like your dad, who you've grown up like? He was a smart guy back in the day, mm-hmm. or you know,
and
at least smarter, and he was sharper. And then this is when he's on the grandest stage of his career, when everybody's finally looking at him. You put him up there when he is deceased and can't think anymore and can't communicate. And now this is everybody's impression.
Now everybody's got their hand up.
Watch
him as a
what?
Puppet.
What? That would be tough to see.
This was him in 2015 talking about how he wasn't going to run for president. And just like, it's very, like much more.
Good morning, folks. Please sit down.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Mr. President, thank you for lending me the Rose Garden for a minute.
It's a pretty nice place.
As my family and I have worked through the grieving process, I've said all along, what I've said time and again to others, that it may very well be that that process, by the time we get through it, closes the window on mounting a realistic campaign.
Bruce seems like
effective communicator.
Also, I don't like the way politicians speak, where they say so much and say nothing.
Yeah, dude, that stuff annoys me.
But I've seen like old clips of Obama. Like, I get it.
Charismatic. He's
a very charismatic guy. Very likable.
Yeah, for real.
Kamala does not have the likability.
No, not at all.
Joe Biden kind of had the likability of like being an old guy. Yeah, and like,
oh, he was like sweet, whatever.
But then it's like
very much
creepy,
of a contrast. If weird. Trump offended you, he's like the opposite of Trump.
Showers with his teenage children.
Horribly ineffective.
Yeah.
So, but
what
yeah,
are you gonna do?
Joe, when you first look at him, it's like, oh, I feel bad for him. Nice old guy. But then you really like, oh, I don't like him. When you
also
actually hear what he believes and says.
It's crazy that he turned down taking the cognitive ability test.
Why would he take it? He would obviously fail.
No, I didn't know you were allowed to deny taking it, because as a president, you take it every year, however often. And they just denied taking it.
Oh,
like,
really?
No. They're like, no, he's totally fine. He doesn't need to take it.
He's actually too smart for the test.
Yeah.
He won't even represent it accurately.
It would, yeah. His answers would be so good that
it'd be so good to destroy it. And nobody would ever pass it again, so it would just be useless. Interesting, though.
It'll be weird once Trump is not in politics anymore, like in like running.
What do you mean?
Because ever since I've been really like aware of it, it's been him.
Yeah, big Trump.
Because I barely remember like
I was in high
Romney
school.
And
yeah, for real.
And Obama. That's like when I first remember, I have no idea what either of them ever said.
That was my first recollection. I remember election night, my parents staying up late, which was rare, so I knew something was going on.
Something's happening on the television.
What would that have been, 2012?
2012. Yeah, for Romney.
Romney and Obama.
Yeah.
But yeah, Trump has been like the Republican since I've known about politics.
In 2016, I remember it was my high school government class.
Wow.
We did the election. They were doing the election polls and stuff, and so we got to come to the school like later in the evening and watch it, and we had some election party thing. Yeah,
that's cool. Mr. Nice?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that party we had nice at my house in 2020?
Yes,
watching the election.
We all fell asleep.
Trump was winning.
We woke up and the
he
charts
lost.
Were like,
that's when those 100,000 votes were
what, dude?
Found in a ballot box. So insane.
I barely all
of them for Biden.
I barely remember. McCain and Obama. I remember watching that like election night at the dean's house.
Really, 2008?
Yeah,
you were five.
Dang. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Very vaguely.
I don't remember that at all.
It was like that night too. I'm like, wait, which one are we rooting for? Which team, red team or blue team?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Politics, man. That's why people listen to the Gas Boys.
They love to hear our insight.
This is our year three turn. This is our promise. Every episode, we're talking about politics.
We're gonna do it, you guys. It's our Gas Boys promise.
We're gonna start doing a news show. Let's go start doing journalism. Let's
breaking news.
We do some like long view investigative reporting. Just go walk the streets.
What's happening
people.
In the town?
Got to put on a fedora and get a notepad.
Do some interviews.
Yeah.
Scavenger.
A little microphone.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the streets today?
Yeah. Cool.
Good stuff.
All right, I'm ready for bed.
Guys, dang. Don't pay attention.
About to go to West Virginia.
Don't listen to anything he says.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just...
Party
time. All right, see you, everybody. This is recording on Wednesday. Maybe by the time Tuesday comes around, something terrible has happened, catastrophic, and we're not even up to date talking about it. Because
we
recorded
a
week ahead.
Oh, gosh.
You guys are so sorry that... What happened, Gavin?
What happened while you were gone?
That Parker...
No worldwide news.
Oh.
China.
That all the power went out.
We're so sorry.
The entire country.
China's gone. It fell into the ocean.
And we can't even talk about it. And
can't
you guys,
do anything about it. Sorry.
But hopefully right now, we're living in peace, man. Blissful ignorance.
So good.
It's awesome.
I love it. We're enjoying it while it lasts. We don't even know it's about to end.
What? Hey guys, we're back.
You guys, we're back, and we just wanted to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, thank you, everybody. 3 years of this podcast.
Wow.
Some people have been listening for
since
the longest.
The haters have been saying, "You guys suck.
You guys
you're never gonna make it 3 years.
Stop. Please stop this.
No
for
way.
The love
they
of God, don't go for 3 years.
Yeah."
And we're still here.
We're not
those,
listen to them.
Those comments feed us.
And
don't
you know what? We wrote
like
a song
that.
About it. Actually, Gavin did.
Gavin.
He told me. He texted me privately.
What's the song about? 3 years of love. 3 years of podcast.
Wow.
Parker's voice has changed a lot. Oh. Look at our mics now.
It's more expensive.
Look at our setup now.
Less expensive.
Look at our home life now. We're so in Texas. We were gonna be the Oregon boys.
Not for very long.
That would have ruined our podcast. So we're thankful
for
you.
Seriously, guys,
we're so thankful.
So grateful.
You guys are awesome. Leave a comment. How long have you been listening?
Guys, seriously.
Unless it's less than a week.
Leave a comment if we should start freestyling more often.
Yeah, guys. You want to freestyle more? Or you want to hear me freestyle more, I guess? Because Parker won't do it. He's too afraid.
I'm just bad at it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll practice. Okay. Maybe this year I'll practice more freestyling.
Parker won't practice.
Parker's year four resolution.
What's your year four resolution?
Man. I would like to... I can't even... Yeah, maybe I haven't really freestyled very much on the podcast.
Oh, no. It's been a while.
This is going to be a year of freestyling, I think. A lot
we
of
should do a lot of improv.
Last time we rapped was AI generated.
Yeah, we're
going to
start doing improvisations again. That's our promise. Woo-hoo. Promise you guys.
Also,
you
know,
should we bring back segments?
Listen, you know, the Gas Boys never lie.
Some more
We'll have some segments. Also, listen to this.
On the pod.
I talked about posting golfing clips and doing the golf thing.
He did
thing
talk
this
about
summer.
It. Mm. Did he ever
we
do it?
We just
no.
have not been
he
golfing.
Didn't.
We've been golfing.
No, we haven't.
Not with Gavin.
I was also thinking about that one time we said we were going to do like close friends for our, like the real ones.
Oh, that yeah, comment. That would be cool.
Oh, my gosh.
We should do
down.
One of them.
I'm gonna remember that. Write it down.
Then we can do a special story. Thanks, you guys. You've been supporting us the most for the longest year three anniversary.
Oh, that would be so sick if I was
I'm
a part
thinking
of
a couple names right now. And
I'm people. Thinking of Ryland.
Yeah, Ryland.
Philip is big.
Philip Fitzgerald. Grayson, big Grayson.
I'm gonna feel bad if I don't mention somebody.
Yeah, dude.
The sushi one.
Yeah,
she's been around since the beginning.
Our Canadians, like the very first.
Jasmine. Musical.
Yep.
Jasmine. Shout out Jasmine. If you still
I think
listen.
She had a sister.
Yeah, she did have a sister.
She's on there somewhere.
Sumner.
Sumner. There it is.
So I think that's what it was.
Season. It was season.
It was autumn, probably.
I think it was
autumn, fall, maybe spring or it was summer.
There's some guys in there. I'm thinking.
Aiden Grady. Shout out our boys. Our cousins, Aiden and Grady. Grady listens. He supposedly listens hopefully. Every night.
As he falls asleep.
As he falls asleep. Good night.
Ah! Oh, my God. That was so terrifying.
The loudest Parker's ever.
Wake up. Wake up, Grady. You're going to be late for school.
You got to bring that down so you don't blow out God. The listeners.
I think I've destroyed the membrane of this microphone.
Dude, if my old Xterra, the sound system was so old, and so it would be so quiet when people were talking at normal volume. But if it got loud, it would get so loud.
Was it just our podcast?
Anyone's okay. podcast. I just,
that was probably my terrible mixing.
Yeah, you got to drop
I'm
that
still
down
not
part.
Great.
No,
if
it would
you
be
don't.
Like listening to Correct Opinions and someone loud would happen.
You just deafening. Cursed the listeners
you
after saying
Gavin,
thank
it's
you.
Not, you have no idea about compression.
Come on, Gavin.
Okay, noise gates. I put them on there. Don't worry. I protect your ears.
We care about your ears.
We do. That's
shout
the Gaspers podcast.
Graham's
I just know
been listening
some people
since day one.
I think, Illinois family listens.
Boromir. Shout out to Boromir.
Shout out Boromir.
Shout out Boromir.
I'm thinking of other people right now. I forgot their names. Seriously, guys.
I would shout out my wife if she was a supporter. She doesn't support me in my ventures. I'm just kidding. She does.
Let's see.
She listens.
Who else we got in here?
Good message us. Really.
We got a message from Germany.
Yeah,
the other
Germans.
Day. Oh, Leah.
Oh, yeah.
Josh.
Josh.
I forgot about Josh. The pervert.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's so funny when he texts
just
that.
Kidding.
It's Christian, I did not mean to like your girl's picture.
Annabelle,
I would not
Daniel.
Have noticed.
Daniel. Oh, Daniel.
Oh, yeah,
he was
bro.
So jacked. Our
yes.
most jacked listener.
We call him Jack Daniel. Mary
wait
Claire.
A second. Oh, yeah.
She's been on top of it.
Lucy.
A lot. Shout out to.
Shout out Munch.
Shout out Aha. Sparkling Water.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. done. They got liquidated.
Yeah. And that's what they get.
Yeah.
And that's actually.
What did I send?
Partially because of us, probably.
What did I send on my Instagram?
I don't know. Probably a clip or something.
Whoa, volcanic.
Oh, a volcano. was struck by lightning and it exploded in Guatemala. That's like pretty cool. Crazy.
That's pretty cool.
That kind of crazy.
That scream kind of hurt my throat.
I bet it did.
Yeah,
it hurt my
ears.
My body. Feel that in my toes.
Apologies. Breathe out all your air and then scream.
We did that before.
I can't breathe out all my air, dude. It doesn't work.
That actually hurt. I tried.
No, you got to breathe it all out. There's still some air.
It's impossible. You can't breathe out all your air and then scream.
Yeah, your lungs
literally not possible.
Collapse.
That's where noise comes from is the air leaving your esophagus. Literally, my larynx vibrating.
Literally, my larynx vibing.
Listen to how much control I have.
Literally, tell me to scream right now.
I won't because I have control over myself.
Control over his screaming.
Did it.
Pretty cool. It's
good stuff.
That sounded like the Wii Sports like sword fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
they like throw up the thing. Yeah.
Gavin, I think you have perfect pitch.
Wait, Gavin, is that Charlie Puth? Can you make a beat out of this?
Okay, hold on. Let me.
We're going to make some beats.
Turn me on like a light switch. Charlie Puth.
Dance
song,
me tonight.
I don't think that's
get the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. Ooh. You just rhyme switch.
Switch
with
switch, yeah. Dude. Two different switches, hard. Though.
Yeah, call me messy.
You might have perfect lyrics, too.
Perfect pitch, perfect lyrics. You can't stop me.
Oh my gosh. Perfect music.
Literally try and stop him, you guys. You can't. Right, it's been 3 years, you haven't stopped him.
You guys can't.
Nice try, liberals.
You ready for three more?
Three more years. Three more.
Three more.
Four more.
Three
years.
More years. Three more years. Three more years.
Guys, start the three
the
more
chant.
Years chain in
Do
the
it.
Comments. Do it.
Thanks, guys.
If we get at least three in the chain, I mean, that's.
Oh my gosh.
We're that's all I'm looking for.
3 years. Easy.
Okay, guys, three comments on this video, and we'll do this podcast for another 3 years.
We'll do it, you
Deal.
Guys. Seriously,
okay.
We promise.
We promise.
We promise.
We've never broken a promise.
Not once.
And that's a Gas Boys promise.
That's a Gas Boys promise.
Those ones we always break. All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye,
appreciate
everybody.
You.
Thank you all.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Explain what just happened, please, Gavin.
What?
Explain what just happened.
How are you videotaping now?
You're videoing me right now. I deleted other videos off my phone.
Parker really screwed up and doesn't delete our podcast video after he sends it to his computer every week. And so he missed the last 25 minutes of the
episode.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Did he ask for an explanation or a history lesson? You know?
Yeah, that's what he literally asked for.
Oh. Gavin, give us a quick history lesson.
Quick history lesson. So the B-52 bomber was originally designed...